Well, praise God.
Wow. Praise God. Get your Bibles out this morning. Woo-hoo! Look at the person beside you and say, boy, I'm ready for some good word. I'm going to review just a little bit about the message I started, because last week Pastor Alexi preached. How many of y'all enjoyed that? Wasn't that great? Pastor Alexi, boy, he threw down a good word. Y'all have to pray for me. He wants me to come to Russia and preach in September. He's kind of putting the squeeze on me. And, I don't have a problem going to Russia. I just don't want to get on the plane. I mean, it's a 12-hour flight from Atlanta just to get there. So, and then you get to Moscow, then you have to get on. The only way to get to Volgograd is to get on Aeroflot. And Aeroflot is the national Russian airlines, and they have the most accidents of any airline in the world. They have the, you know, highest kill ratio is get on an Aeroflot plane. So, you know, I'm not too excited about that. So anyway, it just takes a lot of faith. Y'all are going to have to pray for me and get behind me on that one, because I'm telling you, you're out there. You know, it's like the movies. Nothing in Russia has changed since about 1940, 1950. And so any old movie you saw where like an old spy movie and they're in Russia or whatever, it looks exactly the same today, just 50 years older. So when they land on the tarmac out there, you know, they have to dodge potholes, and they have the little rolling cart that comes up, you know, and rolls it up there to you, and you walk off the jetway, and there's everybody standing around with an AK-47 looking at you, you know, and they herd you like sheep into little old buildings. I mean, just the whole thing, you just know that you're just living a 1970s spy movie all over. So praise God. So anyway, I've got till September to worry about that. So anyway, go in the Bible to Luke chapter 7, if you would. Title of this message are We Are Soldiers. And I started this thing out by simply saying to y'all and presenting to each and every one of you that when you go to heaven, if Jesus Christ is the Lord and Savior of your life and you die and you go to heaven and you stand before, you know, the throne or your however you want to see it, you're walking down the streets of gold and, you know, some saint from old comes up to you and says, hey, who are you? And you tell them, I'm Robert. I'm Bob, you know, I'm Sally, I'm whoever. And then they say, well, what did you do? Or what was your occupation? Or you know, what did you do on earth? I don't think they're looking for, well, I was an electrician, I was a plumber, I was a carpenter, I was a, you know. We tend to think that when we're having to even get in our children, we're raising them up, we're always trying to get them focused into what are you going to be in life? What are you going to do in life? What's going to be your occupation? But when you get to heaven, I don't think that even has any merit about what your occupation was. Whether you're an astronaut or sweep the street, it doesn't make any difference what place in life you even choose to say what is important and what isn't important. You can't say that you were, you know, a CEO of a great big corporation and, oh, well, that means something. No, because when you get to heaven, the only thing they're going to want to know is what did you do for the king? What did you do with your life? And the answer that we should have is, well, we were a soldier in the army of God. We were soldiers for our king. We did everything we could to advance the kingdom of God on the face of this earth. That's what we did. In the book of Luke chapter 7 verse 17, there's a scripture where John the Baptist sent some disciples, because he was in prison at the time, over to Jesus to ask him if he really was the Messiah or not. Now, hold on a minute. John had already gone, and John had already said one day when Jesus was walking by, he said, that's the Messiah. That's him. That's the king. And now all of a sudden, he's doubting. So what's happening? You know, what's happening in life? And I'll tell you, it's just like all of us. Sometimes in life, life situations and life's problems and life's ups and life's downs start getting you to doubting Is God alive? Is he seeing me? Is he moving in my life? Does he know what's going on? Surely he should be moving in this situation. Surely something should be happening. Surely we should be, you know, seeing the stars in the sky gleaming in our name, and everything should be cool. Anybody ever been there? I think we all have it at a time. Sometime or another, we all have. Been in down, been discouraged, been disillusioned, been offended, been hurt. Your fault, their fault, nobody's fault. Just happened. In case you don't know this, we live in a fallen world. And in this fallen world, you know, it ain't fair. And it doesn't always work right. And things don't always go right. Because we live in a fallen world. We don't live in what God intended us for to live in. We live in what happened because of the curse. Hello? But what this message is all about is, if you can get down to the core of you, of who Jesus is, and then who are you in this scope of things, I want to tell you something. Life will be a lot easier. When Jesus went and he said to John, I believe it's probably about verse 20, he said, you go tell John the things that you've seen and heard, that the blind see, the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead are raised, the poor have the gospel preached to them, and blessed is he who is not offended because of me. Or not, that word offended means made to stumble. Life causes you to want to stumble sometimes. Life causes you to throw things and obstacles in your way that causes you to want to stumble. Jesus said, listen, I don't want you to stumble over me. But it's going to happen. Listen to me. When you make a determination that Jesus is the Son of God, and you make a determination that you're going to live for him, the devil is going to do everything he can to throw every log, stumbling block, hindrance, whatever it is in your life in front of you to get you to stop going that direction. I had a person tell me the other day, said, man, it's a life is a lot easier at house when we don't go to church, Pastor, than when we do. I said, absolutely. I'm in total agreement with you. Absolutely. Because if you stay home and don't do anything, don't work on your marriage, don't work on your life, don't train to be a soldier, don't strengthen yourself, well, then what happens is the devil's got you right where he wants you to, and so you're just kind of just living there. But you're always going to stay in one place. You're never going to go any farther than that one place. You're never going to get any farther, any more knowledge of Jesus. You're never going to grow. You're never going to have any hope. You're never going to have any faith. You're never going to have any real zeal to live for the Lord. I said, you got to go to church. You got to get it in your heart that you're going to fight. And you'll fight all of hell to win the battle. And when you finally get to that place where you've positioned yourself and say, devil, there ain't no way in the world I'm going to quit, then you just gain some ground. And after a while,